Think of your friend who always listens to you, and I mean really listens. The leader that inspires you in some meaningful way. Think of the stranger in the street who connects with you just by giving you a sincere smile. All of these people have something in common, in that they are very aware of what's happening inside and outside of themselves, and who, at least in the moment, are masterful in understanding their emotions and using them in the most beneficial ways for everyone involved. Hi, hope you're well. This is PD at the Art of Self-Development. This episode is for everyone interested in ideas and practical tools to develop the most useful skills for yourself and for the people you care about. Damasio said that humans are not thinking machines that feel. We are the opposite, or the reverse. We're feeling machines that think. And there's a lot of truth to that, that we wouldn't even see in a regular basis. Because we think all the time. We are in our heads, thinking about what to do, thinking about who we think we are, making sense of our environment, and thinking about what we should do. But that idea is strangely backwards in that we really do feel before we think. And much of our thinking is based on our feeling. And even when we think before we feel, it is the feeling that will actually determine our actions more than our thinking. That is the curious part. We don't usually think that is the case, which makes it even trickier, because the human mind doesn't work the way we usually think it does. So emotions are important. In many ways, they are the key to a better life, to making better choices, to better thinking and acting. And this is why understanding emotions and managing our emotions is so important. And this is why when we learn to work better with our emotions and our thoughts and beliefs, we can make the biggest impact, the biggest positive change on our lives. So one of the most important skills that we can learn in a lifetime is the skills for emotional intelligence. You may have heard the distinction between IQ and EQ as two kinds of intelligences, where the IQ is just cognitive, the ability to solve problems, which we used to think makes the biggest difference in our professional lives and even in our personal lives. And we have found since that this doesn't work the way it should, or the way we think it should. There are many highly intelligent people, in terms of IQ, who are underachievers. We can think of the person who's super smart, but who can't motivate him or herself to finish tasks in time, to do the stuff that needs to be done, or who's not good at socializing, who won't get along, who's disagreeable. His or her emotions get in the way of them achieving success. And of course, IQ is not unimportant. The way it works is a little bit different in that you need some basic level of intelligence for whatever you want to do or that you need to do. Like for a job, let's say you want to be an engineer, your IQ will need to be probably higher than most people's, let's say 120 plus. But beyond that level, your emotional intelligence will play a much greater role than any additional IQ point can make. Because working, especially these days, is so much about cooperation. It's about managing teams. It's about coaching people, supporting them, giving them a vision, relating to them. All of these things that are related directly to emotional intelligence that have essentially nothing to do with IQ per se. So we need both in the right proportion. But the important thing is, IQ beyond some point won't make much of a difference, where highly developed EQ will make the world of a difference. And there are several areas of emotional intelligence, or the key skills of emotional intelligence. The first one is self-awareness. Next comes self-management, followed by empathy and relationships, or the ability to cultivate relationships. So self-awareness is the ability to understand what's going on under the hood, what emotions you're feeling and why, and can you identify them? Can you name the emotion you're feeling right now? Are you feeling sad? Are you feeling hopeful, curious, or excited? Oftentimes we don't even realize what emotion we are feeling in the moment. And this first skill is critical because it gives us the perspective that we need. Because when you name the emotion you're feeling right now, you detach yourself from it. You're no longer that emotion. You can observe it as something that happens rather than who you are. So naming emotions is a very important skill. And with the awareness of emotions, we gain space for managing those emotions, managing those states. So that maybe when you know that a particular thing or person or event triggers you in some way, you can learn more about that. You can understand why things happen, what the patterns are, so that you can better predict strong emotions. You can understand their history and their purpose. Because emotions often have the purpose of moving us in particular directions that may or may not be helpful, that may have been helpful in some way in the past and maybe are not anymore. And as we understand and manage our own emotions, we get much better at understanding other people. We find it easier to empathize with them. Because we know what we are going through emotionally, we understand other people's emotion much better. And that leads to better relationships in general. Work relationships and personal relationships. Because at the end of the day, emotions are not our enemy. Emotions are just information. They try to inform us about what's happening in the world. And I think we should always treat it as much. Because emotions, they don't always get things right, let's just say. But the one wrong reaction to an emotion, in most cases at least, would be to try to suppress it, to not have it happen, to not experience it. Because suppressed emotions, unacknowledged emotions, those we don't understand, will end up using us to their own ends, rather than the other way around, which then leads to problems that we've all experienced. Those foot-in-mouth moments, when we talked before we realized, when we talked without understanding our own emotions in that moment, and without being able to relate to other people because we were so overwhelmed by those emotions. It happens when we send an angry text to our boss rather than our coworker, or even whenever we send a text without thinking and realizing how that will be perceived without any context. Because when we communicate as people, there's a lot more communication happening than meets the eye. Because we communicate mostly through body language, and the information that we try to convey is often more of a distraction. We look for how people behave, how they speak, what voice tone they use. This is the primary source of information. What we actually say is always secondary. If our EQ is not good enough, we don't even realize that. But words are the less important part of communication, which can lead to misunderstandings and miscommunication at work. When we are tired, when we are angry, when we are under strong emotions. And we need to go through that process to realize, hopefully, what went wrong and how we can remedy the situation or prevent it from happening next time. And empathy is a big part of that. To me, this is one of the shortcuts. When I was younger, I was often worried about how I would be perceived by other people. And I still can have that at times. For example, when I'm teaching, or even when I'm doing the podcast. But the lesson that I've learned since then is, if you really try to connect, if you try to empathize, if you try to understand where another person is coming from, you're in a much better place to be a benefit to the other person, to bring them value, and to be well received in the end. Right now I'm alone in the room, speaking into a microphone, hearing myself in real time in the headset. That is not a normal situation to be in. I'm talking to nobody, even as I'm talking to you. And it's not easy for us humans to anticipate other people's reaction or their feelings. And it's one of the most important skills, I think, that we need to practice and develop. To understand your emotions in real time and extend that to understanding other people's reactions and even predict them with reasonable success. That is at the core of emotional intelligence. An ability that'll get you farther than probably any other skill that you might think of. Because when we don't understand that, oftentimes we think that emotions are the enemy, that emotions are controlling us, and that we need to fight them and suppress them. But emotions are just information. They tell you something about your past, for the most part. It's the awareness of the emotions that is your biggest ally, that can give you the most accurate information that you can use without being used by them. So naming our emotions is the first step. Understanding and managing them would be the second. And there are some fairly well-known ways to do that, like counting to 10, perhaps, to some people. Conscious pausing for a moment is very important. Because emotions have the ability to trick us into action when action, or maybe the particular course of action, may not be the best thing to do. This is why cultivating the pause before we react is so important. Because when we are under the influence of a strong emotion, and we feel we need to act right now, and it's not in a situation where action is necessary, or even beneficial, this is where we need to free ourselves from the shackles of that emotion that have been developed and strengthened for years and decades. If we just take a break and not react, this allows us space to make an actual choice to act and do what is the right thing to do rather than what feels right to do. Active listening is another skill that we can practice. Not thinking for what I want to hear or that I want to react to. Not thinking for what I can use against the person speaking, but listening with only the intention to understand, to relate, or to support the other person. Think of it in this way. When we are not in charge of our emotions, anything that happens outside of us will trigger us. Epictetus said, "Any person capable of angering you becomes your master." And we can also extend it to, if you're not in charge of your emotions enough to understand them and to be able to take a break and not react when feeling them, if that is how you live, for a person who lives that way, anything that happens outside of them will control them. They'll have very little say in what they do in response. So mastering our emotions is one of the biggest gifts that we can give ourselves and other people. It can lead to personal growth for just about anybody. You can think of the introvert who learned to understand and use their emotions, who from a very shy person would become a public speaking professional, or the manager who's super smart and a high achiever, who also learned to lead with a heart. And we are all leaders in some ways, to some people around us. And the better we get at empathizing and understanding people around us, the better leaders we become. So see where you're at when it comes to emotional intelligence. See what progress you have made since you were a child, because that is when it started. How you have evolved in those four areas, those four skills that make up emotional intelligence, and where you can identify some potential for growth. Because it's always there, fortunately, allowing us to become better people every day of our lives, to be more mindful, more present, more aware. Understand our experiences for what they are, and even be able to laugh at it, because laughter is essentially mindfulness practice. It's the ability to take a step back, understand something about a situation that was not obvious, and that in itself is one of the best exercises to becoming more emotionally mature, and be a better, more mature, more interesting person for everyone to be around. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Art of Self-Development. Remember that learning is a change of behavior. Any positive change you make and keep has a cumulative effect that'll make your life even better. If you found anything useful or interesting in this episode, please share it with your friends. You can reach me at pdartofsd@gmail.com. Talk to you again soon. In the meantime, leave the world better than you found it.